倦怠な夢の後の何もない世の中じゃそうは愛しい思いも負けそうになるけど静止がちなイメージだらけ。
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 7 of Lost in Mangalaishinmon. I'm May.
And I'm Joe.
And this month we read the 7th volume of Digimon Adventure V-Tamer. So synopsis time. In chapter 41, Hideto is telling Omegamon to run, and Neo is shaming Hideto for letting his emotions get in the way.
Did emotion shamed nerd.
Yeah, basically saying, how dare you have emotions? You're not allowed to have emotions. And Hideto says that Omegamon has led him back from the wrong path that he was heading down before, and that's why he's so emotional, because Omegamon helped him out of this moment of darkness where he'd strayed from the right path, and they put him back on track. And then he says, Omegamon's my best friend.
Aww.
And it's really cute. Neo says that all a tamer needs is that their monsters is strong, and that's all that matters. And Hideto says that isn't what the only thing that binds a tamer, and the tamer's Digimon. And then says that if he can't understand that, it just means that he's not a tamer.
Oh, it's so cutting.
Yeah, and then Neo orders Arcadimon to attack Hideto, and Neo tells him that he can save Omegamon by saying that Master Neo is the best tamer.
That's so rough.
Because he gets, like, really salty. He's like, because basically Hideto delivered a pretty sick burn on Neo.
Because that's what this whole thing is about, is it's about whether or not, like, your bond with your Digimon matters at all.
Mm.
And the hint is that it does.
Yeah, and that's the important thing, and it's something that the Alias 3 had as well, and that's what I like about the Alias 3, is that they all had bonds with their Digimon, but Sigma's died after he basically said, oh yeah, this Digimon's my best friend, and him being there is the most important thing.
And now he's Upsetero.
Yeah, and he's very, very Upsetero. Rei shows up and thinks that Neo is being manipulated by Demon, and then Neo just starts laughing and says, look, I fed Demon to...
Arcadimon already. He's already dead. And Pull and Pal are there and they're like, what? No, Demon! That's not cool!
Yeah.
We don't really like this guy anymore. He's still cool, though.
So, like, we had this sort of moment like, oh, I guess he just totally ate Demon. And people said, oh, yeah, you're just a pawn. And I guess the first bit of V-Tamer was leading us to believe that he was just a pawn. Nope, turns out he knew exactly what he was doing and he wanted to eat Demon at the end.
Because whenever the henchman goes, now I'm going to get one over on the big bad guy.
It goes badly. You
know, it's badly. And it turned out, no, the big bad guy was a chump.
Which is refreshing. Like, oh no, he ate Demon. And that's to really, that is how you put over the actual big bad, is you eat the big bad that you thought was the big bad. And we never really saw Demon. He just sort of was there. And he never met Taichi and Zero. Like, the whole thing was, we're going to kill Demon. That's what we're going to do. That's the aim of the game. And
it's already done.
Never did it. Thanks, Neo.
Which is particularly interesting because Demon is a villain that you could only beat by fighting him because he's not human and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Whereas you've now set up your ultimate villain, whereas you didn't start with this guy, but now you've set up an ultimate villain that you could defeat with friendship.
No.
You could.
I still don't have faith in that much of the power of friendship.
What do you mean? That's what the whole story's building around.
I don't actually remember how it ends.
What, you think they're actually going to kill Neo?
I don't remember. I don't think so. Probably not.
He's going to fail and he's going to learn that being friends with this Digimon is more important. And the epilogue is going to be him with, like, a little Digivice that he actually cares about. That's what the whole thing's going to end up being.
Okay, I can't remember either way.
I mean, I've never read it in the first place.
Neo says that nobody can take him down now, and that he says he's the ruler of the castle. Rei says that there's still Taichi and Zero.
He looks super offended.
Yeah, but she looks like, well, that's not true. There's still Taichi and Zero, and this is a cute little moment. And Hideto tells Omegamon to move so they can get Taichi. Omegamon can still move because I guess it's like the power of friendship that's giving him the strength to move, which
absolutely,
is fine.
Because, again, it's the theme of the book.
Yeah, but in a way, it's sort of like, okay, they have stories. So maybe the power of friendship wouldn't be too bad in V-Tamer because, like...
It's not too bad. That's what this thing's about.
Yeah.
It's what it's literally about.
Yeah, it's about the power of friendship between your Digimon and the person.
All of Zero's strength comes from the power of friendship.
And also being a legendary.
No, but all of that, like, the legendary gives them the potential, but friendship unlocks it. Like, that's all the technical detail they've been giving us.
Rei asks Neo why he won't accept the bond between Tamer and Digimon, and Neo orders Arcadimon to not follow Hideto and Omegamon, but to lock the others up. Then in chapter 42, Hideto tells Taichi what happened, and Taichi's super mad because Neo did such things to his friends. He said, but they're friends. You're friends with him.
How could he? And everyone's worried about Zero because he's still in the healing tank.
Yeah.
And then there's a really good bit where they're like, I'm sure he'll wake up any moment now. And then Gabumon specifically goes, and he'll say, good morning. Yay. Yeah.
I love the relationship that Garbo has with the group. Because he's like, he's so serious. It's nice.
He's a huge coward.
Yes.
But his cowardice allows everyone else to be really brave in comparison.
Yeah, and it makes them look braver.
You know who he is? He's Shaggy.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know, guys.
Yeah. Neo sends his henchmen, which are just called Neo Devimon, which are very imaginative names. They're Devimon, made by Neo.
Now he's making Digimon. How uncool is that? I know that actually that's a thing they say later, but they didn't figure it out until the lion, whatever Mon later, tells them.
Oh, the really cool bear?
The bear, yeah. The super bear. So these things attack, and they're like, haha, Zero is asleep. We can murder him now, and he won't be a threat. And then he wakes up, and he kicks the hell out of all of them, and he goes, morning, guys.
Yeah, it's exactly what Gabumon said. Meanwhile, Pull and Pal are with Ray, and the brother's upset that Neo fed Arcadimon Demon. Yep. The sister says that she should take Ray hostage in hopes to get Neo to hand over the castle.
Like, that would work.
Yeah, yeah. And then Ray's like, well, obviously, if you were listening, he said that he didn't care about me, so maybe not. Then Ray, Pull, and Pal go to see Sigma and Mari. Pull wants their autographs because they're the Alias 3.
Which is still really cool.
It's the most precious thing. Also, I love the Alias 3, and I'm like, my heart's hurting for Sigma, right?
I mean, you're allowed.
His Piedmon got dead.
That's too bad. It's almost like you could raise another one.
So then Gigi shows up, Gigimon, and has a Bergamon. It's cute.
For a second, I'm like, is this the Beomon they were hanging out with earlier when he taught them about courage?
Oh my gosh.
It never says one way or the other.
I didn't even think about that, but maybe.
Could be.
I wish they did, but like, I think it's nice if it's sort of like, maybe it's just assumed.
Mm.
I don't know.
It would be easier if it was pink.
What, Bergamon being pink?
We would know.
That'd be so cool. I love a pink Bergamon. They're like shiny Bergamon.
Oh, yeah.
Then in chapter 43, Gigimon says he showed up because he could feel Zero's overwrite and how powerful it was. And he says that the last overwrite gave Zero a new energy.
This is great. Okay, so they set up, okay, Dragon Impulse, it ruined him, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's broken all the bones in his body, and now he's basically been murdered by his own move. You shouldn't use it. Then Gigi comes by and goes, okay, anything you heard was lies. It actually made him super strong instead of killing him, but also don't use it again.
Yeah, he says, you powered up without evolving. So that's a good way of saying how there is some strength besides evolving. You can just be stronger while you're in that same level.
It's a good way for them to, like, insert a new power level without getting him all the way to the next level, evolution, which has to be the last one.
Yeah, and that's good. Like, I like that because it's sort of like, it explains why he might beat creatures he didn't beat before.
Mm. I think it's so silly. Like, Dragon Pulse, it killed him. No, it didn't. It made him stronger. But also, it would kill him.
Mm.
But at least they're still consistently like, well, he, you know, shortened lifespan. Yeah, who knows?
If he does it again, he'll reduce his lifespan.
And he says, Zero does, that he's feeling heavy and slow. Like, he feels weird.
Mm.
Which and is that's important.
Because he's just woken up, right?
Sort of.
Yeah.
It's more that his body's getting used to all the changes.
Oh, yeah. Which is good.
Which is a thing that's sort of foreshadowing to the end of the next fight.
Oh, yeah. I like when they foreshadow things in this series.
You like when they show things about stuff in advance more than one episode?
Well, it's not even a show. It's just the manga actually thinks about things. It's the
same thing.
Like, this would, I think, would be a quite a good anime series.
I agree.
I wish it was, but I think its time has passed into that, and it was only released in Japan.
They could come out again today.
Taichi and Zero fly off, and Digimon says that no legendary Digimon has been raised by a tamer before.
So they're in a unique case, right? Mm. So everything you hear, which this is a really good thing. I don't even know if they did this intentionally. Everything you hear about legendary Digimon from this point on, you should take with a grain of salt because they've all been in a different circumstance to this one. Yes.
So this is why any rules that may be different from what we already know about legendary Digimon can be explained by the fact he's saying he's never been raised by a tamer before. They've never had this bond.
So it's probably super different.
Yeah, which is good because you can always say, well, maybe he won't die immediately because of this, but they're still not going to take any chances. It just means that they can explain anything that happens that's different to what they've already told us, which is good. Taichi and Zero then fly off, and they're gone, and Sigma gives Ray some data on basically an SD card, looks like an SD card, but this is before SD cards were invented, I'm pretty sure.
Because Arcanimon was, like, in a tube, and he and her, like, snuck into, when they were, just before they were captured earlier, I should actually mention this is important, they come in, and he goes, I found Arcanimon's weakness, and they don't tell you what it is, obviously. Mm. And it's sword on there, and that's when Rei escapes with Pull and Pal, I guess. Mm. So yeah, she's running away, and Neo's like convening a bunch of Digimon, and this big hulking shadow one's like, I will get her.
This is a really cool scene. And then we have like Boltmon show up, and then like this big scary silhouette murders him, and is Kalismon. And I'm just thinking, this doesn't look like a Digimon.
It does.
This is a Dragon Ball villain.
Oh, it's a bit more of a Dragon Ball villain, you're right.
Like, it's just like, I looked at him, like, I haven't seen much of Dragon Ball. I've seen, like, I've been watching Dragon Ball with you, and I haven't seen any of Dragon Ball Z.
Goofy
like,
animals in clothes is very much a Dragon Ball villain.
I'll take that back. I think I saw, like, 20 episodes of Dragon Ball Z, and it was in the Android saga.
Really random.
That's all I know about Dragon Ball Z.
Time travel happens around that time.
I saw one episode of Super when we're in Japan, you and saw it was in Japanese, and my Japanese
half
was
an episode in Japanese.
Yeah.
Evil Goku was there.
And I was like, what's happening?
I'm sorry, I mean Goku Buraku.
And like, you sounded like a grandma. Like,
they all sound like grandmas. Yeah, because they are voiced by grandmas.
It was great. It was fantastic. I love Goku Grandma. I can't wait till we do Lost in Translation Ball.
Wow, that's going
to
be a long
time. After we do Lost in Translation Moon.
And we have to watch all of Dragon Ball first.
Yeah.
It's like 200 episodes. We're 9 in. It's been months.
We should just watch more Dragon Ball.
Yeah. I tried and you're like, no, I'm asleep.
Have we watched some after this?
Maybe. You're going to be busy kind of soon.
Boy. I love it so much. Dragon Ball's great. Watch Dragon Ball. But no, he is a Dragon Ball villain, right?
I guess, sure. And he goes after Rei, and he does eventually catch her.
In chapter 44, which is now.
And just at around the time he catches her, that's just when Zero and Taya are overhead.
This is so plot convenient. Like, oh, he's just flying overhead at the same
time.
But you
know how it's not necessarily plot convenient? Where would she be going towards Ty?
Okay.
Where is he going from Ty to the place she was?
Yeah, but it's good that they took the same path, basically.
It is convenient that she ended up under him. I don't know if she definitely was taking it to Ty.
Like, how does she? Don't know if she knows
where he is. So that's a good question. Yeah. Although it's possible that the villains might know to an extent. It's not clear. But also, just like if you're headed towards the castle and she's coming out of the castle, you might see her.
You know a way they could have explained how she knew which way she was going?
Yeah.
When they previously said, "Oh yes, when two perfect level Digimon fight." A lightning storm appears, and there was just the big fight.
It was over there
I think it was all just in general powerful Digimon fight. A lightning storm happens, and there was a lightning storm when they were fighting.
Hidetto could have told her
because Taichi used it.
Hidetto could have told her.
Did Hidetto go back? No, he stayed there. He stayed there with Omegamon because Omegamon's hurting, isn't he?
No, Omegamon went to the thing to fight Arcadimon, right? And then Rei was there, and maybe there was no privacy for him to say anything.
I'm not sure, but the thing is, I feel like if she said, "I'll just walk towards the lightning storm."
That would have been pretty good.
Yeah, because we know that there was a lightning storm there when Omegamon and look, Vigimon
not
fought.
Every bit of convenience needs to be explained. We just did our Atmon thing and we had a whole bit about this. But that's when there's like 8 conveniences in a row when you're trying to find all your crests.
Mm.
That's when it becomes an issue. If there's one, it's fine.
Mm. So Kalismon has put Rei to sleep. And Kalismon's stronger than any other enemy that Zero has ever fought. And we find out that Kalismon was made by Neo from a Grismon and Arcadimon's data.
10% of his data.
And we find out that the Devimon were also created. They were Neo Devimon, but they don't have Arcadimon's data, so that's why they were
Neo-Yokio.
Yeah.
So they don't deserve this big Toblerone.
They fight Kalismon, and he's very strong, and he has homing bullets.
It's mean. And he's like, oh man, he's so strong, I can't even do anything. He's getting blown up, and it really hurts, and Kalismon's like, ah, ha, ha, I will win.
Like, you know what I love? The fact that Zero is so strong,
yeah.
But he still has a puppy dog face through all these fights.
Well, it's funny, because he has the two different art styles, like it's One Punch Man.
He has a cute face.
He's a cute chibi art style, and then he's this big beefy one, which is his normal one.
Yeah, and then like he'll be posing, and then he'll like flatten, and he's just all like, and his face is all puppy. It's
one
cute.
Has to assume though, because it's different art styles, that the big one where he's all tank is what he's always like, which means even when he's being cute, you have to imagine that the big dragon man is doing that.
It's so cute. And then we find out that Zero is powered up even more and his stats has increased.
Because he goes, oh, I've gotten used to all my stat changes, now I'm good, and you're screwed now.
And then in chapter 45, Zero defeats Kalismon by being strong. And this is probably the first time we've ever had Zero win just by being strong.
Just by overpowering someone completely?
Like, previously it's been like, okay, we're using tactics and, you know, we're doing things that we've learned before, we're doing things that foreshadow, we're doing clever things. This is the first time I've actually just seen I punched you harder than you punched me, which is, you know what, it's fine because it is okay to have those kind of fights sometimes. You don't always have to be clever, and the fact that we haven't had any is amazing.
And they were telling you more about Zero in this fight.
Yes.
In doing so
it had reason. It was saying he has now powered up and he's now able to beat this impossibly difficult Digimon that's new. I mean, like, there is a bit of tactics, like he's trying to dodge the homing missiles and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not the same
thing. Also, I love Kalismon.
You're allowed.
I've never seen him anywhere else.
That's because he's not a real Digimon. Neither is Neo Devimon.
I've seen Neo Devimon in games.
Well, I think that means that this is all canon then.
Yeah, I hope so. It should be. Tai Chi leaves Garbo to look after Rei so he can go to the castle.
And Garbo's like, do you not trust me? He's like, no, I'm leaving you here because I trust you. He's like,
oh. So cute. I really love Garbo.
Garbo.
Like, I feel like at the start you're meant to be annoyed by him because
he's a coward. Yeah.
But now you're kind of like a, no, but he's being brave now.
I love him.
And then we have Jay's favorite part, chapter 45.5.
Okay. The Omake. So, this is the best part of Frontier.
Yeah.
VTM has done it twice where they've made the best part of a bad season. So, basically, Takuya just disappears into a black hole and ends up in a different world. And also, Tai and Zero are also brought into a different world. So, rather than one season protagonist going to the V-Tamer world.
Yeah.
They're both brought to like a different unique world, which is being savaged by a shape-shifting Digimon whose name I don't remember. Metamorphmon. That's the fantastically creative name they gave it. And it's so powerful because it will transform into whatever's fighting it, making it equal, but it will retain all the strength of everything it ever transformed into before.
Yep.
So it's berserk unfair, which is hilarious. Which is something I don't think they ever really go into, but like at the very least, it transforms into you and it has its own base strength. So it's going to be stronger than you. And then he sort of introduces himself and is like, oh yeah, I'm Tai, this is my Digimon, I'm a tamer. And he's like, what's a tamer? I've never heard of that before. You're not a tamer? No.
And Zero says, where's your Digimon?
I don't need one. It's not my style, man. He's like, I don't understand.
What about the bond?
This is like my favorite bit. Because these are all like the things we talked about during Frontier, about the differences between, you know, these ones where they're humans and they just turn into stuff. And the like the hilarious conversation of like, I don't understand what it is you're doing. Because the way we do things is so different. And I guess this could only really happen where in Frontier they don't make all the Digimon friends we hoped they would make.
Yeah.
So they go and I believe they go to fight Metamorphmon.
And they lose.
And they lose because
they've got clashing fighting styles.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly what happens though. I'm trying to. So Takuya transforms.
Well, Takuya blames Tai Chi for getting in his way. And he blames Zero and he says, look, you should just manage your partner. If your partner's so important to you, just manage him.
Yeah. So Takuya takes a bunch of damage and he looks like a huge putz.
Yeah.
And he goes and he heals up and they all retreat to a village. And the Metamorphon attacks again.
Oh, sorry. Can I just stop you because I remember my favorite part. When Takuya explains that he can transform, Zero's like, oh, humans are amazing. Tai Chi, can you transform? And Tai Chi's like, transform? No, I can't. Of course I can't. You're stupid.
He tries though.
It's so cute.
So Takuya's like all bandaged up and injured. And Zero goes out to defend the village sort of by himself for a while. And he does an all right job because he's strong and smart.
The important thing to note, sorry, is the fact that unlike the Parallelmon one with Zero 2, the good guy actually transferred it. So it's Barbamon that transferred them to this world.
Yeah, which is because to get their help.
She's like, oh, two of you? Because she wanted a savior. And she called it. I think she just meant to call in one, but she ended up calling in two.
And so Takuya's watching Tai give Zero orders and he goes, oh, we forgot to mention, by the way, there was a bit right before he even got transported to the first place. Mm-hmm. Takuya was in a fight or something and he's fighting all these Digimon and all of a sudden
Koji's there.
Koji comes out and just wins the fight, like with like final blows all the Digimon, and he gets really pissed about it. So now, fast forward, he's watching Tai direct Zero around and he goes, oh my god, the ability to like have the fighting power doing the fighting, but then to also sit on the sidelines and make calm decisions is amazing.
Yeah, and he says he needed the tamer's viewpoint.
Yeah, and he realizes, in hindsight, that's what Koji was doing, was standing back, and not he wasn't there to steal the glory, but he was able to make calm decisions. And I think what's really interesting is Takuya goes, I don't actually know what was around me. I thought I was going to win that fight, but there's every possibility that I missed something. Because when you're in there, you're too close, and you need the backup. And that's really fascinating because obviously he didn't know anything about that fighting style in the first place. And this was never addressed
in Frontier.
And so this sort of sets it up to be like, oh man, V-Tamer once again saying, you know, how these current shows that are on are all crap.
Yeah.
But honestly, they do a really good job with it. So he's bolstered by this and he wants to get in the fight and he transforms again. And he does cool tactics that have never been done in Frontier. And you wonder why they weren't. So first of all, they establish Vertramon is faster than Agumon. No, is stronger than Agumon.
And that's why you use
Agumon is faster.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is what I always... I think I just sort of always guessed because it was just always what was shown.
Yeah, but they never said it and they never used it, which is really important.
Yeah, I think they might have used it once to get out of the forest because they were setting on a fire.
Not in the fight in any way.
It was referenced once, but like still it wasn't referenced all the time and like it wasn't looked at as a tactic.
So in this case, he is playing is Agumon and he goes in front of Metamorphon, who then transforms into Agumon. And they charge at each other and you're thinking, well, Agumon, the one we know will lose because of the way it's been set up. Right before they hit each other, he transforms into Voltramon because he can do that.
Mm.
And he punches him in the face and he's way stronger because of the transformation.
Mm.
And that's a tactic we've never seen used before and is really clever and gives Frontier... It makes you think, I can see how the Frontier dynamic between human and Digimon is really useful, in addition to how the Tamer dynamic is really useful. And so they managed to show you the cool sides of both, and both Takuya and Tai sort of learned to respect each other through that. Whereas before, when we got Davis, it was just like, Davis, you're an idiot.
Yeah, basically. And then my favorite part of this little omake happens, where Metamorphmon goes to copy him, and Takuya devolves to a human. Like, to a human as not Digimon.
Yeah.
And he says, can't copy a human. And then he looks to Erevigen, I'm like, oh, well, I'll copy you. And Zero just attacks him with Dragon Impulse.
Yeah, which about Dragon Impulse, okay, which is the weird part of this.
The Omakes are side stories and are not considered entirely canon.
He could just use V-Breath Arrow. There's, like, it wouldn't have been a problem, but Dragon Impulse after, like, in the order in which you're meant to read these things is super weird. We were just told he'll die. And he just walks out of it like, I'm fine, don't worry about it. Which is, spoilers, he'll be fine.
Well, it's non-canon.
It doesn't matter. It's important. It should matter that he does it, right?
Mm. I wish that there was a... I wish, like, that we... Without, like, before Frontier and after 02, we met Takato. Because they're both called Tamers.
Could I also briefly talk about the weird thing before the omake even starts?
Yeah,
the
two authors talking. I didn't know what was going on.
They're like, we had this idea for this, like, Plotmon. It had a name.
Plotu, I think it was called.
Plotty the Plotmon or something. Yeah. We had all these ideas, and we were going to introduce them, and then we never really did. So then we're going to make this omake about them. But also, we ran out of time. So we have a different idea for a story. But to make it up for you, we've evolved Plotmon to an angel woman. And they're like, oh, she's so hot.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was a... And one of them's a cat, so because he keeps going, nya, at the end of stuff, and he's wearing, like, paws.
Mm.
So weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And then, yeah, so they defeat Metamorphmon, and
that's the end. Then they all go home.
What are your thoughts, opinions?
They don't get memory wiped, which I thought was a bit weird.
Did they in 021?
I think so.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, whatever.
But as I was saying, what are your thoughts and opinions?
Look, I mean, let's put the Omake aside, because it doesn't matter. It's good. As I said, this is when I began to realize, okay, it's really setting up, like, Power of Friendship is the point of the series, which is great, because as long as it's on theme, I don't really mind. Everyone's motivation is reasonable, everyone's actions they're taking are cool, the fights are good. I don't know, there's nothing to complain about.
Yeah, I don't have any complaints.
All right, we're done then.
No, I mean,
let's wrap up.
It's
good.
I'm enjoying Vmon. I'm enjoying V-Tamer and Vmon more than I thought I would after, like, because I feel like I didn't really enjoy it the first time because there weren't any other characters besides them.
I thought it was because you had to think for like 5 seconds for things
up.
To come together.
No, shut up.
And we've proven over the course of watching Digimon that you hate doing that.
No, what I'm saying is, I feel like when I first read this like a couple of years ago, was I just skim reading? Because like the Alias 3 people are really cool.
Blood in my Digimon.
It's like I'm really enjoying reading this, but the thing is, like, it was just more of the same. This volume, like, it was more like, yes, it's good.
Yeah, I guess that's what I feel.
Like, it's not like
it was just Zero recovering mostly,
and a lot of fighting, and that's why I think that I don't have as much to say as I have in previous volumes because it was just fighting. It was good fighting, but it was just sort of like we learned some things about Zero and. Ray says to Neo, hey, you're being manipulated. You should stop being manipulated by this evil Digimon. And Neo's just like, haha.
Already done. Handled that.
But no, I don't actually have that many thoughts. I really love Pull and Pal.
They're cute.
And I like Neo's OCs, Do Not Steal. Do you like his OCs?
I guess they're OCs. It's weird because that's not how he would think about them, right? They're just, they're walking like socket wrenches to him.
See, that's something I like about Digimon, and I don't think it's done enough, that you can just create your own Digimon in the digital world probably if you know how to program.
It's like only been done once in the show, Chimeramon.
Yes. And just sort of like, oh yes, if you're smart, you can probably just do things in the digital world, that just create things in the digital world. And I think that Ken might have also moved things around because of his intelligence.
Yeah. Like also, supposedly he put the Dark Towers there.
Yes.
He was probably guided to do
that. He was guided. He was a lot of what happened was because of the Dark Spore. And he was only like a genius because of the Dark Spore. He wasn't dumb, but like he wasn't a super mega genius. He was just a pretty, like, maybe above average kid.
Yes.
But no, I don't have any in-depth thoughts about this volume. It was good. They made Frontier good.
Make Frontier good, kind of, again.
No, not again.
Good implies, for the first time.
I mean, Frontier's fine, but V-Tame is great. I don't have any more thoughts. Do you have any more thoughts?
I've run out of thoughts in my brain entirely, actually. They're gone. I can't remember even having any in the first place.
We should start pronouncing it as thogged, not thought, because it's got a G in it.
Oh, man.
Let's just start pronouncing words like they're written.
I thought you'd
never say that.
Pardon? Nothing.
Yeah, join us next time for V-Tamer Volume 8, so endeth the lesson, as Jay says, apparently.
There's only two volumes left, right?
Yeah, 8 and 9. And then we can cover Digimon Next. That's what's next.
That's depressing.
Well, they have the Digivice IC and Digimon Next.
That's icy.
Yeah. Digimon Next is good. Not as good as V-Tamer, I think, but it's still good. And then we got to do Cross Wars, I think, is next. I don't know. I know I own the Cross Wars manga now. So you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter. And you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit, and we would appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and on Stitcher. We also have a website. Check it out. We're posting blog posts now, as well as release schedule, which is available on the website. You can just click on the calendar mon. You can also donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description and on our website, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to a list of Slack chat group. But there are higher levels with more rewards, such as notes, early episodes, and more.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Padamon on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Wu Qinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/WuQinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Chris Saki and the number one on YouTube, Penguin Mage, Chuckmon, Ishbal Bamba, Hiro Velado, who's at Hiro Lado on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who's Frost and Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who's at WorldLink64 on Twitter, Katawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at bagubaragu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who's on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic there called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchgoat, Azrael McCool, Gene Hackmon, Matthew, Anthony, who's at Anto Classic on Twitter, Lizmet, who's Electmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Ellie Vorg, who's Ellie Vorg on Tumblr, Sporky McForkinspoon, who has a Digimon podcast called Going Digital, Megan, Kyliek, Neobu, Jams, The Time Optimist, and Silverhead Freak 25.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/airdemon. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.